You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, how is the franchising industry sailing through the COVID-19 storm? From negotiating rental relief with landlords and royalty fees with franchisors to asking for relaxed loan repayments with banks, I think franchise operators continue their battle to survive this lockdown, even as trade begins under a level 3 or level 2 light, whatever you want to call it. Now, in the midst of all of this disruption, we've also seen a surprise announcement by the Department of Trade and Competition, which is calling for comments on the discussion document relating to the publication of the Franchise Association of South Africa's Industry Code of Conduct. And the deadline for that is the 15th of July. So just around the corner, we've invited Vera Velassi, Executive Director of the Franchise Association, to talk about the code as well as how the sector is doing. Vera, welcome.
Hi, good evening. Good evening to the listeners. Thanks for the opportunity.
Now, this regulatory code comes with a large dollop of input from the industry association. So it's encouraging to see government leaning on the industry's experience and expertise here. Just sketch the regulatory landscape as it stands for franchisors and franchisees in an arena that can be quite disputatious, shall we call it, between various parties. And so one requires a framework within which to operate, to mediate and arbitrate disputes and that kind of thing. How does the discussion document dovetail with this?
Well, of course, we all know about the regulations that was published under the Consumer Protection Act that deals with the requirement on franchise companies to have fair franchise agreements, to have upfront disclosure with potential franchisees and various other requirements. So following on from the publication of the regulations, the association has been lobbying our government here in South Africa for many years to set down an industry code and to also offer mediation services. So the association has always offered free mediation services to its members, but of course not the entire industry. So setting down an industry code for everyone in the industry would make provision through the franchise industry ombuds for anybody to lodge disputes and to have mediation services at no cost. So the gist of this proposed code deals mainly with the establishment of a franchise industry ombud.
And what are the key features of that ombud, bearing in mind that if you want to regulate an industry, you want to regularize the dispute mechanisms that may arise between franchisor and franchisee, one has to be mindful of.
This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town.
Well, sorry about that break in transmission. I've still got Vera Velassi, Executive Director of the Franchise Association of South Africa, on the line. We're talking about the industry code and this discussion document that's been published by the DTIC. Vera, how does one ensure through these codes that there is sufficient independence in the Office of the Ombud?
Well, the association has been working with government for many years to establish an industry code along the association's own code of ethics. So it was extremely delighted, of course, to hear from the DTI that the code has been published on its website for public comment. So we feel confident that the industry and its players and stakeholders would be included in this process of developing a code and also a dispute resolution mechanism that is acceptable and suitable for franchising in South Africa.
And if franchisors or franchisees want to provide input, I believe they've got until the 15th of July.
That's 100% correct. And of course, we welcome any comments from any of the stakeholders or franchise companies in the industry to submit their comments.
Right. Let's just have a look at the sector now and how it's fared through the lockdown and into level three. Because if you look at franchise businesses, many of them are in those key areas of restaurants and hair and beauty salons. And that's really where we've seen some of the biggest hits. How are your members faring at this stage?
Well, absolutely. Those sectors have been the hardest hit. But we've had some encouraging report back from the other industries that started trading early June. I think it was the 1st of June. And many of the sectors have reported 60 to 70% of trade recovery. So the results so far, although we know it's early stages, have been encouraging. And one should, of course, remember that being part of a franchise is extremely helpful and supportive for franchisees, because you have a franchisor who intimately understands your business. And dealing with franchisors in the industry, it has become apparent that they are really quick off the mark. They are watching information that they get from their system every single day, and they react very, very quickly and give franchisees very quick recommendations on how to augment products and sales and services to quickly match up with the changing demands of consumers these days. And I would like to, I would like to wager that because of this unbelievable support and networking ability, the franchise sector would probably recover quicker than the independent business owner out there, is probably fairly lonely at this stage.
I would wager the same. Vera, unfortunately, I've got to leave it there because of that break in transmission. We have run out of time. Vera Velassi, Executive Director of the Franchise Association of South Africa.